Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. You, of course, can take control of the airwaves, should you like. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Unlike other talk radio programs, freetalklive.com does not charge you for the site. So go ahead, drop by, enjoy. You can actually create the content there as well. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, you want to share with other listeners of this program, you submit it as show prep. It is then voted upon, and the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the site. So do head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Tonight here with you, it is Ian.
And Mark.
So there's some news here out of North Carolina, and I meant to bring this up last night. We just didn't get around to it. And it's pretty disturbing. USA Today has been investigating this, Mark, and I know that you have the story. It's surrounding innocent men being kept in jail, being kept in prison.
Right. And, you know, overall, I'd say that, you know, it surrounds, you know, the situation has to do with people being innocent entirely. Because the Constitution says that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed or something like that, then shall not be abridged. I'm not sure exactly if you've got it sitting there, Ian. Where is the
Constitution? I don't know.
Where's our little Bill of Rights here? Anyway, it says that you have the right to keep and bear arms, and that there's nothing that they can do in order to abridge that right to keep and bear arms. Mm-hmm. But there are 20,000 gun laws in this country, including the right of felons to keep and bear arms when they get out of prison. Now, there are people screeching off the roads all over America when I say this. But if a person is too dangerous to allow back into society, or, you know, too dangerous to allow to have a weapon, then they're too dangerous to allow to be back in society. I'm a convicted felon. I have been for 20-something years. If I want to get a gun tonight, I can have an AK-47. No problem. I can get it. And so what? I don't get it because I don't want to go shoot people. Yeah. Now, I would ask you this.
What about the zombie hordes? I mean, you would have a tough time.
I'm just not convinced when it comes to the zombie hordes.
You would have a tough time if it were to come to that.
Agreed.
Right? Without an AK-47, then...
So far, I'm only working on past situations, right. And so far, I've never had to deal with zombie hordes. But, you know, I do know that people have criminals break into their homes sometimes, and I think that it would be nice to be able to have a weapon in the house for my wife if she wants to defend herself.
Right.
And she can't do it either, because effectively...
she lives with you.
Yeah, basically, she can't possess a weapon. She could put a trigger lock on it and be the only one in possession of the key, but then, you know, you have to ask the home invader to hold on while you go and unlock the gun and get the trigger lock off and that kind of thing. So usually they're not cooperative in that area. And so it makes having a gun completely useless. I mean, you really got to ask yourself, if this law that disallows felons from having guns only prevents felons that are going to follow the rules from having guns.
Yeah.
All the felons that don't want to follow the rules already have all the guns they want because they don't care about your stinking rule. And it's the ones that, you know, want to fly straight, want to protect their families. I mean, for all the reasons that the average American needs to be able to have a gun, the average convicted felon. And consider that these numbers are growing all the time. This is the incarceration nation.
You know, people might consider this defending the undefendable, Mark. I mean, these are criminals. What are you talking about?
I am this person. I am a convicted felon. I have been free for more than a decade from prison.
Have you killed anyone since then?
Nobody has died in my presence.
How many fights have you gone into?
Physical fights?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
Then why would I? I mean, you know.
Because you're not the same person you were 20 years ago?
Not worth fighting.
But you would have maybe done that 20 years ago, right? You might have had
I've
a fight
been in lots
years.
Of fights, yeah. And you know, when I was younger.
But that's not you today.
It's not worth doing. And so...
I think part of the problem here is people believe that convicted felons, oh my God, that must be a bad person. But being a felon, you can become a felon for all manner of things that don't have anything to do with victimizing another human being.
And you're pointing out rightly that there's these grades of felons. You know, there's the most violent of felons.
But to most people, it's just felon. It's just... one broad
frankly, there are
stroke.
States where you cannot possess a firearm as certain types of misdemeanors, too. And that's what's going on in North Carolina, that there's certain types of felons that are not and this is specifically a North Carolina case. This has nothing to do with anybody else who has a felony conviction in any other state. It only has to do with North Carolina inmates. But in this particular case, the North Carolina law, the way it's written, mirrors the federal law, and the federal laws do not disallow certain felons from possessing firearms. So North Carolina has incarcerated people for felon in possession of a firearm. And
under North Carolina statute?
Dozens of people, yes. Under a North Carolina statute written that's in conjunction with the federal law. Yeah. Dozens of men are incarcerated on this. And hundreds of men are incarcerated. Dozens of them are incarcerated wrongly. And the federal Justice Department knows it.
How do they know?
They've had petitions, brought before them, and they've just had to look at this is all you have to do is look it up on the computer who has these charges, and they find out, oh, there are 60 men who went to prison for violating federal gun possession laws, and many of them don't even know they're innocent, but the federal Justice Department knows they're innocent and will not petition for their release. They'll say they're innocent, but when asked, they recommend that they keep them incarcerated. These are innocent people incarcerated in the United States.
So, but how were they wrongfully incarcerated in the first place?
Because they were convicted with the assumption that all felons are, should not be able to possess firearms. But that's not true under federal laws, which are referenced in these North Carolina laws.
North Carolina's law is incorrect in its interpretation regarding federal
the interpretation law? Of the lawyers in North Carolina. I mean, the law is just some words written down on paper, right?
But what matters is what the man in the robe says about it.
Well,
right?
It doesn't even, the man in the robe just sits there. Mm-hmm. The charges are brought, and then nobody realizes that the charges are erroneous.
So these guys, when you're saying that these gentlemen who don't even know that they're innocent, what you mean by that is they believe the North Carolina statutes are correct and they're not.
No, it's the North. There's nothing wrong with the North Carolina statutes. Mm-hmm. It's the interpretation of the North Carolina statutes.
I see what you're saying. But your interpretation and my interpretation don't matter, right? Like, it's these government bureaucrats' interpretation that matters. And they're just saying, we're just going to keep these people in jail?
Well, the Justice Department, the federal laws, which are what are referenced in the North Carolina laws, are clear. And the Justice Department has made it clear to North Carolina and anybody who will ask that, yes, these men are innocent. However, they should not be released.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because they don't care. What they say here is that this is from Ann Tompkins, U.S. attorney in Charlotte. She says, we can't be outcome driven. I want that to sink in here. We can't be outcome driven. We've got to make sure we follow the law, and people should want us to do that. Now, the law, she says, is that these people were rightfully convicted because the due process was followed, even though the law was misapplied, and they're innocent. I mean, it makes no sense at all. And I've been harping for years on this program about the rule of lawyers. Mm-hmm. There is this class of people that create nothing, but they rule over all of us. Think about it for a second. How many politicians are not attorneys?
Very few.
Very few. And attorneys don't create anything of value. Now, defense attorneys create something of value because they defend people against the predations of inefficient and ravenous government that wants money and wants your body so that it can charge other people money for
the
incarceration.
Someone could argue that a prosecuting attorney creates value by putting dangerous people in jail.
Really? What's the evidence of that? I mean,
Charles Manson, he's in jail.
Right. Well, okay. So if there's a type of fruit out there that kills 80% of the people that eat it, but the other 20% are satiated, is that a good fruit or a bad fruit?
That doesn't sound
That's
good.
A bad fruit. Now, more than 80% of people who are in prison haven't harmed anyone. They're in there because of the war on drugs. They're in there because of parole violations. You know, things that have nothing to do with actually harming anyone. So, you know, show me the prosecuting attorney that's actually putting bad people
away.
So what's
the question here? I mean, should
these
guys,
larger the percentage than half.
These guys who are in jail, innocent men, are in jail on this federal gun situation, should they be sitting there? How do people feel about that?
Who thinks innocent people should be in jail?
855-453. Apparently the federal government does.
And the state government.
Right. 1-855-450-3733. I mean, people in cells means money for the state.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message. Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2410. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6474, $8.3237 for a half ounce, or $4.1619 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6474, $8.3237, and $4.1619.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, bulletin board systems, one of those features. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com.
I don't know if you've got reception problems at your house when it comes to Wi-Fi. I mean, I have, if you put for me, the Wi-Fi router is in one room, and, it doesn't really reach the whole area that I want it to reach. If you've got a big house, this can be a problem. Or if you've got, say, two units in the same lot or something like that, it can be a real issue. There is a product, however, that will solve the problem. And it doesn't cost you some kind of monthly thing. You don't have to have two internet connections. You can get the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3 from Seacrane.com. If anybody knows about, if you know about the Seacrane company, you'll know that they make the very best products. They make radio products. They're legendary in the radio industry. The CC Radio 2 is known by, you know, anybody who's a radio fan. And the same kind of craftsmanship goes into the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. So you can go get one at Seacrane.com. You can get reception up to a mile away with this. At my house, I can actually see the routers of some of my neighbors, which, if you knew where I lived, you would be stunned, because there's trees and mountains and all kinds of things in between. I highly recommend this product. It is amazing. It'll change your life if you've got any kind of reception issues with Wi-Fi, even if you just got a big house. Seacrane.com.
All right, toll-free number again here, 855-450-FREE. As we continue...
Oh, I forgot to mention, actually, if you mention Free Talk Live when you check out after buying the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3, you can get a free flashlight at Seacrane.com.
Yeah, that's always a good idea. It helps us out, too, when you mention Free Talk Live. So.
Who doesn't need a free flashlight?
855-450-FREE, again, the toll-free number here. What we've been discussing is this North Carolina situation, which, Mark, you had described to us, is essentially, and let me make sure I'm following you on this. So in North Carolina, there are certain laws that would call someone convicted of them a felon, possessing a firearm, for instance. And
this only has to do with North Carolina, because most states have their laws written differently. They say that it's against the law for a felon to possess a firearm, you know, in their state, and they define what a felon is.
Yeah, and
but North Carolina's laws mirror, you know, reference the U.S. federal code or whatever regarding this, and the federal code is specific as to what people who have committed what crimes are felons, and there are men incarcerated in North Carolina
in federal prison.
I thought it was North Carolina State Prison.
It says here that they are. I believe it said here they're federal, but I can look for that here.
Okay, I don't believe that they are. That there are certainly U.S. attorneys that are involved, but it's because it's the federal law that's referenced through the state law. So in these circumstances, there's about 60 men who are incarcerated in North Carolina, and they reach the level of felon in North Carolina, but they don't reach the level of felon for the federal code. And North Carolina has them incarcerated under the belief that they were felons in possession of firearms. And there are all kinds of, there are thousands.
By the federal code, they were not felons in possession of firearms.
That's correct. And there are thousands and thousands of people who are in prison in the United States right now who have done nothing more than possess a weapon, the same as anybody. I mean, here in the state of New Hampshire, the laws are so stupid, and I'm just going to call them that, just dumb, that I can't, as a felon, possess a steak knife. Because it just says there's no deadly weapons, and deadly weapons are defined as knives and other things. Knives are specifically mentioned. So a plastic picnic knife is a felony. Also, it's...
Butcher's knife?
Any kind of knife. Any kind of knife.
So, is your wife violating some sort of statute by cooking you dinner?
No, there's no accessory charge involved.
See.
So, she certainly has handed me knives in the past. But I am committing a Class B felony every single day that I cut meat.
Wow.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane, and there are these kind of insane laws all over. And this leads to arbitrariness. This means that
it's all arbitrary from the beginning. But here's what I was going to point out to you, Mark. This is from the USA Today investigative piece.
Right. This isn't some kind of right wing blog or something.
Well, what I wanted to say was that USA Today has identified, using state and federal court records, 23 other men who had been sent to federal prison for having a firearm, despite criminal records too minor to make that a federal crime. So unless USA Today is mistaken in their reporting here, we're talking about some men that have been sent to federal prison, even though they don't meet the qualifications.
That may be true, but there are 60 men who are incarcerated in North Carolina state prison, too.
So maybe this isn't just a North Carolina problem.
The story says it's simply North Carolina, but it has to, has to do with people in North Carolina. Maybe it's at the time. I don't know.
Or maybe that this hasn't been investigated thoroughly in all the other states, so maybe people don't know.
But what bothers me the most is the quotes from the lawyers. Now,
well,
I'm from the South, and
let's
call
get
them
to
liars
those quotes
there.
Here in a moment. Doug is on the line listening to WNIS out in Norfolk, Virginia. Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple things. I too, am a convicted felon, nothing violent, mm-hmm. all drug-related from the mid-90s. Today, you know, productive member of society, gainfully employed, all that type of thing.
Wait a second. Before you go on, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Now, when you pick up a steak knife to cut your meat, do you ever think about slitting the throat of anybody who's at the table with you?
No, it hasn't crossed my mind.
Yeah, you know, I wonder what people who write these laws think about felons, about people.
And it's very, like you said, 10 or 15 minutes ago, I just was on the way home from work, and I heard you mention that, I guess, if you would like to own one to protect your family and that type of thing, and I guess that's not possible under the current law. Is that correct?
Under the current laws, it's against the law for any kind of felon, as I understand it, to own a handgun produced after 1898.
Wow. Is there any way around that? I mean, since it's been
Secession.
20 years almost.
You can you could get clemency from your governor.
How'd that go for you, Mark?
I went there in front of Charlie Crist, the then governor of Florida, and I just asked him for the ability to be able to cut a knife without committing or cut a steak with a knife without committing a felony, and they denied me. I mean,
he actually saw you.
He looked me right in the eye when he said denied.
Mm.
I mean,
I don't think the knife thing applies in Virginia. That's why.
Do you
know if it does?
I would say that it's that New Hampshire, I believe, is the most restrictive state in the union. But the point I'm trying to make is that each state's different. It's all Byzantine, and that these people, these lawyers that that claim to rule over us are participating in this sort of rent-seeking behavior, this corrupt behavior where they produce nothing but they send themselves business by making laws so complicated and Byzantine that nobody can follow them. So therefore, they need the attorney.
I understand. Well, half of them are they have been convicted of embezzlement or something at some point in their lives.
Attorneys? Maybe
so. Or attorneys out there who have been convicted of crimes and are still able to practice law. How does that work?
Well, of course, because it's a criminal network. I mean, I'm not saying all attorneys are crooks, but plenty of them are. Thanks, Doug, for the call. I appreciate it. 855-453. And as you were pointing out, Mark, the whole system is crooked from top to bottom. So the attorneys that are involved in those roles are more likely to be corrupt and awful in the governmental roles, like prosecutor and those sorts of folks. 855-453. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include news updates. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for emailed updates, Twitter, Facebook, whichever works best for you. News.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it is completely free.
It is camping season, and if you're an outdoors enthusiast, or you know, you have a loved one who is, whether it's camping, hunting, shooting gear, or maybe you have your survivalist, your prepper, AmanVentureOutpost.com is the place to go, because not only will you get the name brands, the name brands you can trust, but you'll also get the very best prices you're going to be able to find in one place on the internet. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever you need at ManVenture. They've got it at ManVenture.com. They're family owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're dealing with folks online. And when you go there, not only do they have some of the best rates, but you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Now, that'll save you on shipping at the very least. That's coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com. I got some stuff from there recently, and they shipped it to me real quick. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
Our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. Men are locked up, and maybe some women too, but people are locked up in North Carolina, perhaps beyond, for essentially some misunderstandings between the state government and the federal government regarding the law on the federal books about whether or not a felon in possession of a firearm should go to prison. And so they're putting men in prison who shouldn't, by the technicalities
they're
of
innocent.
The law, be there.
Let's just use... It's not technical. It's they are innocent. The law is written the way the law is written, and these men are innocent as the law is written.
Well, one thing's for sure, you know, whether they're innocent or not of... The question to me is whether they're innocent of hurting people, because I don't care if somebody is a felon. That's just some legal term state has been applying to human beings. What I care is whether that person is going to do harm. And the last caller we had said that he was convicted of a felon, as you had been, Mark, in the past, and that he turned his life around, as you had. And I think that those people, you know, they are trying to make... They're trying to make their lives whole again, and without being able to defend oneself, you're never truly a wholly free person, and well, I think that's insulting.
And I think that people don't even, this doesn't come across people's minds too much, but there are thousands of people incarcerated in the United States for the same thing, for the being in possession of a weapon. That's it. Not having done anything with the weapon,
right.
Just possessing it.
In many places,
and frankly,
it's illegal.
Being a felon, I am a felon, and I know that every other house, they've got some kind of gun or weapon there to protect themselves. But if for whatever reason the thieves, the burglars, the home invaders target my house, I've got to rely on cops that could be 10 minutes, 15, 20, 30 minutes away.
Do you find that people are callous to you over this?
Yeah, absolutely. They say, you did it. You brought it down upon yourself. But my wife, which is, I get it. It's a constitutional argument. I understand where you're coming from when you say it. You're not as good as we are. Your life isn't as valuable as ours. I get it. I understand where they're coming from. But my wife should not be punished in that way, and she is.
No, well, I understand.
My son should not be punished in that way, but he is. They're in danger of violence every single day because of it.
I understand where you're coming from. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Some people would tell you that, you committed this crime back in the past, and so therefore this should hang over you for the rest of your life. And I don't feel like that's right. It's not coming from a place of forgiveness. It's not coming from a place of empathy at all. It really just takes that individual who can change. People
well,
can change. It takes that person, and it just wipes them out of, any consideration as a true human being
well,
from that
the
individual.
People,
that we're
the
talking.
People who are saying that aren't thinking from the standpoint of empathy. What they're thinking from the standpoint is, well, you, whoever it was that you harmed in the past, you weren't thinking about them. And I get it, where they're coming from. But what they're doing is they're compounding violence and evil. Most of these people would likely say that weapons are a deterrent to violence. So therefore, me being in possession of a weapon would be a deterrent to somebody who might want to do harm to my family.
Certainly.
And, according to the state of New Hampshire, I'm in possession of weapons every single day and committing felonies all the time simply because picking up a stick in my yard is breaking the law there. But, so what they're doing, people that advocate for this kind of behavior towards felons are actually compounding evil.
Let's go to Shane, listening in Jack's Creek, Tennessee, to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Shane.
What's going on, fellas?
What's
new listener to the show.
Welcome,
really
sir.
Enjoy drive a truck over the road. So
thank you for your service.
I discovered you up in Michigan on an FM station, and I catch up around Holland, Michigan. I don't know what FM.
That's WHTC is up in Holland. They're on AM. But anyway, it's great to have you on board. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just calling. I just turned it on about down the last call. I was on. Hope I'm on top. Topic, but I carry the only misdemeanor that carries where I'm not allowed to own or purchase a firearm. I've got a
domestic violence.
Yes, sir. I was I'm 29 now. I was maybe 21 years old, and me and my father, was in an argument, and my stepmother decided to put in her 2 cents, And I essentially told her to shut her mouth, and he didn't like it, so he essentially ran at me to push me out of the house or something. I mean, he was the initial physical aggressor, and we got in a fist fight. Okay, so
why
because
did
of
the
that,
cops arrest both of you?
Did both of you get arrested or just one?
No, my stepmother called the law, and when they come out, he had a black eye, and I didn't have any. Marks on me.
Oh, man.
This is often the case. In fights, they'll take one person to the hospital and the other person to jail. Is usually, you know, like it's just kind of the winner gets the charges.
Well, in a lot of cases, in a lot of jurisdictions, there are internal rules that say they have to make an arrest on any domestic violence call.
Sure.
And so you're saying they arrested you, even though you weren't the aggressor, and now you can't carry a firearm.
Right, and the whole thing was my attorney tried to play, you know, self-defense in court, and he admitted that he was the initial aggressor, but the judge essentially said the self-defense didn't play because at one point in the fight, I become the aggressor. At one point, you know, he started the altercation, but when it ended, you know, I got the better hand, and when I, you know, self-defense is, you know, you throw a punch or two, and when you have an opportunity to get away, you know, you get away, and, you know,
absolutely.
I regret the fact, you know, I was in the wrong or whatever, we both were, but...
And is that a federal rule, by the way, that if you're convicted of domestic violence?
From what I understand, I've done a little research on the internet trying to find out if there was some type of way if I could get it expunged and get the opportunity, but I'm pretty sure it is. I worked with some guys that were in the National Guard, and they said you can't be a law enforcement officer or... join the military, essentially.
You don't want to do those things anyway, man.
I'm not saying that's what I want to do. Yeah.
I get where you're coming from. Yeah, but you're right. They'll let people who formerly have smoked cannabis in a lot of places become police officers. So what's the big deal?
Well, I don't know if it was in the early 90s, but at the time, you know, they may have had some law enforcement, you know, officers that... had domestic violence charges. I mean, you're no longer allowed. And I don't really know where it stands as far as my wife, you know, owning a firearm in the house or...
Oh, man, you don't know where you stand? Well, don't tell any probation officers or anything about that, because
well,
thank you for the call, Shane.
I'm confirm or deny if my wife owns any firearms, but...
I heard that, man. Hey, I appreciate your call and your thoughts. I'm glad you're out there, and thanks for listening. 855-453, the SACL, CAI, toll-free line, 1-855-453.
You know, the rule is that, as I understand it, you know, and by the way, if you ask any lawyers, and this is the problem with laws, is if you ask 10 lawyers what to interpret the same law, you'll get 10 different opinions on that law, and they'll be contradictory. But my understanding is that if you have active possession is being closer to a weapon than somebody else. So if a weapon's sitting on a table, and I'm 5 feet away, and Ian, you're 6 feet away, I'm in possession of it.
Got it. By the way, speaking of lawyers, Mark, you wanted to share some quotes from some of the attorneys in this case where innocent men are rotting away in prison. More coming up, 855-453. You can also take control here. Bring up what's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you got to get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with the 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And by the way, if you want to help support the show, you can do that by shopping with us. You're probably going to shop at Amazon anyway, because, well, if you shop online, that's a smart idea. Amazon's got a great selection, great prices, and free super saver shipping on a whole lot of their products. So if you're going to be shopping online, then drop into shop.freetalklive.com. You can start your Amazon shopping experience through our links there. And then when you do that, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So, again, start your shopping online at shop.freetalklive.com, and that applies to you whether you're in the U.S., or Canada, or the U.K. There are different Amazons for you. So, once again, shop.freetalklive.com. We've been discussing the issue of wrongfully convicted men sitting rotting in a North Carolina prison, and maybe even other prisons elsewhere, for some confusion regarding the law and what it says about what sort of felons should be locked up for possession of a firearm. But really the ultimate question, I think, Mark, as you pointed out, was whether or not felons should be able to possess firearms at all in the first place.
You got to remember that the what's the old Reverend Martin Niemöller poem from the, you know, Nazi Germany?
First they came for the communists.
And I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew. You know, then they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist. And then they came for me. When they came for me, there was no one to stand up for me.
Right.
And when it comes to gun rights in this country being backed off one by one over time, you know, people who believe that somehow we're safer with fewer guns, and I don't know the answer, but I do know that people have the right to protect themselves. You know, maybe the evidence is, maybe it's true that the world is safer with fewer guns. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that people have the right to use tools. If one of those tools is made of metal and shoots a metal object out of it, mm-hmm. then that's just that. But if you allow one person to have it and then other people not have it, you create a class distinction. And if you allow that to happen, somebody will put you in that class that can't have it. I mean, that's just essentially how it's going to go. Because in many states, the only class of people that can have firearms in some places, I should say cities, in some places in the United States, the only people that can have weapons are basically law enforcement and politicians. You know, people who are, well, we have dangerous professions. We need to be able to defend ourselves. Look, it's a dangerous world, and anybody should be able to defend themselves.
I think it's generally a good world, but there are some, it is fraught with some peril.
You could look at the world however you wish.
Yes.
And you can see danger, or you can see joy and butterflies. I don't care what you see. You should be able to possess metal objects that fire metal out of them through gunpowder.
Or a blade, or whatever. Brass knuckles. 855-453. Your thoughts certainly welcome. You can bring up what you want. Steve is with us, listening in Maine to WGAN out of Portland. Hey, Steve.
Hi. How are you today?
Hey, just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's interesting that you bring up this subject. I just was at my property up in at my camp, and I fired off about 300 rounds at a green target to make sure that I'm still proficient as I was in the military. I don't really understand the whole felon thing. You know, I don't care if you're a felon or if you're whoever you are. You should be able to protect yourself, you know.
Absolutely.
Protect your home, protect your property.
Who doesn't think that? I mean, who? What kind of people?
Lots of people. There are people listening right now that don't have to call in because the law is on their side.
Right. Well, I guess it's on my side. I have a concealed carry permit. And
you shouldn't have to do that either, I'd like to point out. I mean, if you have a right to bear arms, then you shouldn't have to ask anyone's permission.
You have a right to put a coat on over those arms.
Well, it doesn't matter. In Maine, you're able to carry a sidearm on your hip if you want to.
Mm-hmm. That's good, and I agree with that, and that's open carry, and it's good that that's legal in a lot of places. A lot of people don't know that, but it is.
But you had to pay them money for a permit to be able to put a coat on over that sidearm.
Well, it wasn't that much.
No, it's not. I mean, a lot of people don't understand that not every place in New England is insane when it comes to things like this. But you're right. I mean, you know, it's $10 or something like that.
It's a huge hassle down in Florida to get a permit. So in some places, it's much more difficult than it is in others to get permits.
It's impossible in Chicago.
Here's the thing. As soon as you let them get that foothold, it's inevitable that it will expand. I mean, as soon as you let the people calling themselves the state have the permit in the first place, you've given up your rights. As soon as you ask for permission, you're no longer exercising a right. You're asking for a privilege.
I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that. But I had to go through the whole process just because.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand. Sure. They're going
to
threaten you.
Who wants to go to jail?
They're going to put you in a cage otherwise because they're criminals. And I thank you, Steve, for the call tonight.
You know what? Even if you are a felon, I don't care. You should be able to protect yourself.
I agree 100%. Steve, thanks for the call, man. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Tom, listening in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's about a congressional race in Michigan, and it's a hilarious victory for the Ron Paul supporters.
Tell me about it.
Okay, well, this Ron Paul supporter is running. He got bold and ambitious to run for Congress. His name is Kerry Bentivoglio.
Okay.
And he went out and got over 1,000 signatures to get on the ballot, which is another way of saying they did something. They signed the paper, okay? They always blame us if we fail, that they do something. But anyway,
who signed the paper?
They
signed the nomination paper to put him on the ballot.
Who's they?
So he can run for Congress
voters?
Against a incumbent Republican congressman, an establishment Republican.
Okay, so this guy is also Republican running in a primary.
Yeah, except that the incumbent congressman, Thaddeus McCotter, submitted invalid signatures, photocopied signatures, forgeries, and got caught and got kicked off the ballot.
Oh, wow.
So now the only Republican on the ballot is the Ron Paul guy, and the Republican Party big shots are going nuts, and they got to run around and try to recruit a write-in candidate to run against him because he supports liberty and thinks logically. We can't have somebody who supports liberty. You know. So anyway, I think
great
that's
story, a story, Tom.
And the point I want to bring up about, you know, you're talking about firearms laws, you know, all it takes is for an angry spouse to go and get a restraining order against you in the state of New Hampshire, and the cops come to your door and take your guns.
Do you have to let them into your house?
I don't know, but all of a sudden it's illegal for you to have those guns. Because you don't have any.
If the cops come to the door, I recommend not answering it. And I thank you, Tom, for the call tonight.
Unless you called them.
Well, there's that, yeah. But I don't recommend calling them generally. Usually not going to help you.
I think there are instances where it makes sense. Well, certainly there are instances where it makes sense. I would suggest
there are very seldom.
I think you have to be careful what you say, and any attorney will tell you that. But, you know, you've got. I don't trust attorneys, and frankly, I don't trust law enforcement with too much information either.
Bill's with us listening in Hampton, Virginia to WNIS. Hey, Bill.
Yes. You there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling about the Obama situation.
Which one? What is the Obama situation?
Yes, about allowing the illegal people here that have been in this country, say, for 5 years to
you mean people
be
like
able
me?
To go out and get a work permit.
People like me?
Well, okay.
You're saying you want to disallow illegal, so-called illegal people. You want to stop me from being here, huh?
No, I'm just saying this, that if you are anybody who is illegal, they should go through the same channels as people who are trying to get in here legally.
I'm an illegal, and I'm here now.
Are you working?
Bill, what do you think should happen to me?
Are you working?
What do you think I'm doing, man?
You're illegal. And you're working, you most likely, you're not paying taxes, you're not paying Social Security, so you're getting paid under the table. Therefore, you're committing income tax evasion.
Well, I think you're jumping. Oh,
well, actually, first off, Social Security and income tax are different things. I don't pay Social Security. Social Security is voluntary when it comes to, people that have their own business. There's no reason to pay that stuff. It's a terrible program, and I'm not interested in paying into it.
Mark, that might make you illegal.
Are you paying taxes if you're illegal? No, because you're getting cash money under the table.
What's wrong with getting paid under the table?
I can pull you cases.
What kind of an American are you if you oppose people getting paid under the table?
Because it's wrong, because I'm paying taxes.
It's wrong to make money outside the purview of the government? You've never taken
cash money? You've accepted his premise, by the way. Lots of illegals have fake Social Security numbers, and they pay taxes as a result, and then don't file for those taxes.
That's whatever. I mean, that's one thing. I'm just curious. I mean, what's wrong with... He said there's something wrong with taking money under the table. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? Because you're not only cheating me, but you're cheating everybody.
If
you had a person who you could keep 100% of the value of their labor, what would that person be to you?
A good employer.
They'd be your slave. If you can keep somebody, the value of somebody's labor 100%, they're your slave.
Bill, I hope
if you can keep 50% of it, what are they?
Bill, I hope you can hang on because I'd like to bring you back here in a moment. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.